John emerged from his hiding place.
I say, Peter, can you really fly?
Instead of troubling to answer him, Peter flew round the room, taking the mantelpiece on the way.
How topping! Said John and Michael. How sweet! Cried Wendy.
It looked delightfully easy, and they tried it first from the floor and then from the beds, but they always went down instead of up.
I say, how do you do it?
Asked John, rubbing his knee. He was quite a practical boy.
You just think lovely, wonderful thoughts, Peter explained, and they lift you up in the air.
He showed them again.
You're so nippy at it, John said. Couldn't you do it very slowly once?
Peter did it both slowly and quickly.
Oh, I've got it now, Wendy,
cried John. But soon he found he had not. Of course, Peter had been trifling with them, for no one can fly unless the fairy dust has been blown on them. Fortunately, as we have mentioned, one of his hands was messy with it, and he blew some on each of them, with the most superb results.
Now just wriggle your shoulders this way, he said, and let go.
They were all on their beds, and gallant Michael let go first. He did not quite mean to let go, but he did, and immediately he was borne across the room. He screamed while still in midair. John let go and met Wendy near the bathroom.
Oh, lovely! Oh, ripping! Look at me! Look at me!
They were not nearly so elegant as Peter. They could not help kicking a little, but their heads were bobbing against the ceiling, and there is almost nothing so delicious as that.
I say! Cried John. Why shouldn't we all go out?
Of course it was to this that Peter had been luring them.